Joining me on the phone this morning on the NBC Morning Wake Up Call is a gentleman who's going to be a part of the virtual Back to Batoche Day celebration this weekend. On the phone with Alex Kusturok. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. You're currently in Cold Lake, Alberta, correct?
Yes, sir.
How's things there today? Is it decent?
Good. Yep. Weather's great.
Originally, Manitoba boy, I understand.
Born and raised.
How did you get into fiddling?
Well, my mom plays. She's from Manitoba. Her name's Patty Kusturok, and I grew up from, as long as I can remember, heading to the dances, and I was just, you know, immersed in it from a very young age.
So the parental influence was there and strong.
That's it. Yeah, and she still plays, and it's a huge part of our family.
So how long have you been playing then, Alex?
This year would actually mark 20 years of me playing the fiddle.
Wow, that's awesome. And with that comes a lot of experience, which is why you're also going to be one of the judges for Back to Batoche Days this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what it is you look for when it comes to judging a fiddling competition, and especially this year it's going to be tougher being, or different, I guess. It's not tougher, but it's going to be different because it's all going to be videos you're going to be judging. What do you look for?
You know what? This, with the COVID pandemic, a lot of things are going virtual. And, you know, myself, I had the brainchild a couple months ago of doing an online fiddle contest. And we called it the COVID Fiddle Championships. And then just yesterday, we wrapped up the Grand North American Fiddle Contest, which is a contest that happens here in Alberta. And they went virtual, and they asked me to put it together on Facebook, and it was all live videos. This is going to be a little bit different, Batoche. They're asking for video submissions. So I mean, this is our new normal for right now, and yeah. It's the same as just being a judge at a live fiddle contest. You know, we look for the feel, number one. We look, can we dance this music, and how they are as technical players, and just like being a judge at a normal fiddle contest. But the number one thing that we look for is the feel and the danceability.
Well, that's going to be interesting. Now, once your judging duties are done, you're also going to be doing a performance on the virtual Back to Batoche Days.
The three people that I'm working with on the panel, we submitted a 22-minute video, and you know, the beauty of this, of these virtual performances, are that, you know, I can have whoever I want back me up. So I have a piano player that I used to play with in Manitoba. He's in New York now. And I think we're playing on the same night. So myself, Jason Lapine, and Dean Smith from Prince Albert each submitted our 22-minute videos, and they're going to be put into the live stream.
Looking forward to that. And of course, the website backtobatoshdays.ca. Now, the entry deadline has been extended until just before midnight tonight, so you still have time to get your videos in for fiddling, jigging, and square dancing. And when you're submitting for fiddling, Alex Kusturok is going to be one of the folks that's going to be looking at it and judging. And Alex, we thank you so much for taking the time, and we appreciate you doing this extra kind of work during this what's become the new abnormal, as I like to call it. It's not the new normal, it's the new abnormal. Alex, if folks want to find you online, how do they find you on social media and such like that?
AlexKusturok.com. And I'm going to kind of give a little shameless plug here. I just released a new album about a month ago called Phoenix. So that is available for physical copies and the downloads from AlexKusturok.com.
All right, look him up. Alex, our guest this morning here in the Morning Wake Up Call. Once again, Alex, thanks so much, and have fun with Back to Batoche, the virtual version this year.
Thanks so much for having me.